All right, here on the Coast to Coast Close Up, my name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Lisa Richard. Lisa, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yeah, anytime. So, Lisa, I first off want to ask you about your new one, your latest song, News You Can Use. I love this song. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of how it came to be written?
You know, it's been an interesting few years for everybody, and I really try to create some music that gives people just a moment to forget about what's going on out there and try and focus on the positive and try to focus on things that are a little happier moments in life. And sometimes they're the littlest things, but if we don't recognize them, if we don't take the time to look at them, all we keep looking at is all the negative stuff. So I just wanted to put something together that would get you to tap your toes and forget about what's going on out there for a few minutes. So that's what it's all about. It's just a happy, feel good, let's forget about some stuff for a few minutes.
I love it. I love it. And music can be very, very healing. This is a great song. And you and I were talking a little bit before we were recording here that you're going to be making your way to Nashville here in a little bit. And I just want to know kind of how this year is looking like for you. Also, obviously, going to Nashville, you're going to probably be doing some songwriting and some. Nashville is fantastic. Are you playing a lot of live shows this year? What's kind of the next little bit looking like for you?
Well, you know, we're starting to get things rolling again. I mean, before everything happened, I was doing 50, 60 shows a year. So it's a gradual climb to get back up to that speed. But, you know, the year's starting off great. I've done a few live shows. We did our live album release last week to a sold-out venue here in Halifax. And it was a really special evening to have everybody there. And so I'm back to Nashville next week, and I'm going to be down there for a few weeks. And my first show that I'm getting to do when I arrive is at 3rd and Lindsley on June 18th. And I will be on stage with some other singer-songwriters that are doing fantastic down in Nashville. Mm-hmm. But it's the same stage that I got to perform with Vince Gill and the Time Jumpers back in 2018. And so it's kind of a special trip for me to be able to come back and actually perform my own music this time. So I'm really looking forward to it.
That's going to be awesome. I love Nashville. It's been a while since I've been there. I've visited four separate times, and it's one of my favorite cities. And I know you're going to have a lot of fun down there. And the weather should be nice as well around this time. Like 30 degrees weather, which will be really cool. And Lisa, you mentioned how many shows that you normally play, like 50 or 60 shows, and obviously the last few years have been not as many live shows, obviously. How difficult would it be, or won't it be difficult to get back in and playing a bunch of live shows again? Are you missing it? How much are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, you know, I can tell you the few shows that I've done this year so far, people are that much more appreciative of live music. I can feel it. I mean, people are craving for live music again. It's not that people didn't appreciate it before, but it is different. I can feel it. People are so into what you're doing, and so it's been wonderful. It has been sort of shaking off the cobwebs a little bit, to be quite honest.
I'm wondering,
So to get yourself back into show shape, I mean, you know, when you're not on stage all the time, you do sort of, you know, miss that, you know, that lineup of how you just automatically do things. So I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. And I have some shows, coming up in Nashville and some festivals this summer in New Brunswick, in Nova Scotia. Out east here, and then we're going to round out the year to do a big show New Year's Eve at Oak Island Resort here in Nova Scotia. So my year's looking pretty good so far. So we're getting back on track, and it's wonderful.
I love it. I love it. Maybe just kind of lastly here, I always like talking about more about songwriting because it fascinates me. And you let's say for your song News You Can Use, is that one of those songs where the title comes to you first and then the rest kind of flows afterwards, or vice versa? Or when you're writing a song, is it different every time?
It is different every time for me, and it does depend on if I actually start the song myself or if I'm actually sitting there in a room with songwriters and we're just
That's
talking
right.
about concepts. So that's a whole different process. This
Right.
particular song, you hit the nail right on the head. I started with the chorus first. This line was in my head. I've got news you can use, and I just couldn't get it out of my head. And I started putting a beat to it and started singing it in my phone, and I just couldn't get it out of my head. And it made me happy. I started thinking automatically about happy scenes, about puppies and babies and people that have been together, married for 25 years and they're still together. All these wonderful things that we take for granted. We need to promote that and let people see that instead of only the negative stuff that we are bombarded with every day. I just
Right.
want to get a happy song out there to help people put a smile on their face.
I love it. I love it. Great song. Lisa, thank you so much for taking some time to chat today. I wish you all the best. Have an awesome time in Nashville, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you so much, Matt. Hope to talk to you again.